Hello, welcome to Worship in the Workplace. I'm Bernice Cooper. Thank you for joining in for this episode. This morning, I watched as one of my neighbors was exercising by taking a brisk walk around our neighborhood. As I watched her walk, the first thing that came to my mind was that I needed to be out there myself because I really needed to get in some physical activity today. And the second thing that crossed my mind was that prior to this pandemic, I would have grabbed my sneakers from the closet and I would have joined her in that walk. And during that walk, we would have had good fellowship and conversation. But now, because of safety concerns, many of the activities that we used to engage in the past with groups or friends or even loved ones, we've either been doing those things on a much smaller scale, or in many, many cases, we've been doing those activities alone. This past year has necessitated that all of us make changes in how we live our lives. And for me personally, the changes of this past year have provided me with countless life and spiritual lessons. The lesson that I received this morning as I watched my neighbor on her solo walk was that at points in our lives, even when it's not our choice, we will need to walk alone, all by ourselves. And guess what? There can be power when we walk alone at some points during our lives. Not only on a morning walk for exercise, but there will be periods in our lives when our friends, when our group, or when our circle are not with us. Now, I do understand, though, that there are some people who become edgy or even nervous, and they do what people say as you can hear crickets or there's little noise. Everyone is not comfortable in silence. There are some people who thrive in fellowship and when they're around others. Does that describe you? But in this walk of life, there will be times, there will be periods when we must walk alone. And there is power in being alone sometimes. So let me invite you to embrace solitude every once in a while. Relish it, enjoy it, even thrive in it. In that time of solitude, we have the great opportunity to hear from God, and we may even also center our thoughts. So let me also issue a closing invitation to you. Go for a brisk power walk all by yourself before work, after work, or even take a little time from your lunch break to go for a brisk power walk by yourself. The demands and stress of working and just living life can be overwhelming. So take a few moments for yourself to replenish and reinvigorate yourself as you spend a few precious moments alone connecting with God, who is, by the way, the ultimate power source. And also, take a couple of minutes in your walking by yourself to renew your personal power. Don't wait until it's safe to walk with the group. Go on a power walk alone, because in actuality, you're never walking alone. God is always right there with you. In closing, please join me in a short prayer before you return to your anointed work. Precious Lord, I thank you on today for blessing me with health and with the precious gift of life. Please help me to remember to be grateful for things that I am still able to do in my life, even if I'm doing them alone. And in faith, Lord, I look forward with great anticipation to the day when I will be able to spend time again in fellowship with others. Please bless me as I walk along the path of life's journey. Empower me as I walk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.